Tim,
Andy,
Noah,
Dancast.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Tamcast.
Yay! I'm Tim.
You can tell we're all so excited to be doing this. Now you're Tim.
Thanks, Mr. Talk Over Me.
First, you just Tim.
Yeah, that should be my intro from now on. I'm Tim. Broken. I'm Tim. I am the T in Tamcast.
I'm Andy. I'm the A in Tamcast. Just the A this week.
I'm Noah. I'm the guy drawing a penis in your sign-in book.
Drawing penises is fun.
I know. I got a little story for you guys.
Oh, well, with that intro, you can't leave us hanging.
No, you can't.
Hanging penis? Come on.
Oh, it wasn't hanging, sir. Oh. Just pointing straight like an arrow.
I was about to poke you in the eye.
Speaking of straight like an arrow, I've got a story for you guys after Noah's story.
So, me and Stephanie, you know, got married not too long ago, and my aunt gave us a gift certificate to a bed and breakfast in Santa Cruz. So nice. That's where we were Friday, because we're celebrating our 5 years of togetherness.
So, that's why you couldn't tancast, you bastard?
That's right. That's right.
Your wife's more important to you?
That's right. And then I wasn't sure when we'd be home, but we came home earlier than I suspected because the bed and bath was not that great. It was not for us. It was like kind of musty smelling. Stephanie said it smelled like her grandma. And then
Andy, have you realized where this story may be going?
Oh, as soon as he said bed and breakfast, I was there.
So the room was decked out in like Asian kind of motif. It's like that we're in the Japanese room, or I don't know, some Asian theme room. And it, oh, not only that, it costs like $150 to stay in this room. The bed wasn't that comfortable. And then it was they were supposed to serve breakfast, so I was expecting like pancakes and you know, eggs and stuff. We got yogurt, granola, fruit. One scone apiece. Like, my wife was like, oh, I would like another scone. The lady's like, that's for him. And then that was it. She didn't go, oh, I'll make you another scone. She's like, that's for him. And then there was this other guy sitting at the table. And then a little tiny glass of orange juice. Like, and I know I drink a lot of fluids, but, like, it took me, like, two sips. And that was it. I was like, oh, that was, that was a good hint of orange juice. I didn't want, like, a full glass of oranges. That would be too much. I just wanted, like, a little hit. Oh, like, I think I tasted some orange there.
It's like an orange juice sampler. Like, here's what orange juice is like if you would be interested in purchasing some in our lobby.
Yeah, you know, just in case you're somehow wired weird and you get drunk on orange juice, we just want you to have a sip of the orange juice so you can drive later.
So in the bathroom, they had this bathroom sign-in book. As soon as we got there, I was like, oh, we should draw a penis in there. So after the sad little breakfast, I was just like, you know, I think it's time to draw a penis in there. So I put some on pages, I drew a little tiny penis, and then that was it. And I knew Tim would be proud of me.
I would have been prouder if you'd drawn a great big proud cock. Like if you just whipped your own out, slapped it down on the page, and outlined. Or better yet, just inked yours up and left him a mushroom print.
Thwack! This is my personal signature, motherfuckers.
Is that a real penis? So after we left there, we went to a place to have real breakfast. And we actually went to a place that me and Tim have walked by many a times when we went to Santa Cruz. It was that place, it's called Walnuts, it's right next to a place called 99 Bottles of Beer, which is right next to the parking lot. So whenever we parked there, we would kind of walk past there, and there would always be people out on the sidewalk eating. I don't know if you remember that, Tim.
Vaguely. Did you go to the comic book store after that?
I did not. We just went home. Stephanie was also having back problems, so that's why we also didn't stay very long. Because I bet it wasn't her comfortable.
As in, she'd like to go back to her single life. No, I'm just kidding.
You're an idiot.
Pretty much.
So I think that was a waste of $150. That could have been much better used.
Yeah, you should light that place up on like anything that's got like rating stuff, city search, whatever. You should just go ahead and light them up. Point out the fact that it should be called a bed and snack, or a lumpy bed and snack, not a bed and breakfast.
Maybe that's how they eat breakfast in other countries. Like, oh, we have a light breakfast. We don't have these heavy things like you have. I don't know. Maybe it was a continental. Like continental, like a pastry and some coffee.
Yep, pretty much. Pastry,
what?
Coffee,
like,
and juice.
Even at like, you know, crappy hotels I stayed at where they have that continental breakfast, usually it's better than that.
Yeah. like you can get refills
you
on
can
your
get more
juice
than
a
fucking
second
scone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was... The scone was...
Usually they have the little cup of... The styrofoam cup of waffle batter you can pour into the thing and then flip it upside down. You got yourself a waffle.
Yeah, no waffles.
Noah, was this place named the Auschwitz Bed and Breakfast?
No.
That might explain the fare.
I think it was called the Darling or Darjing or something.
Darjeeling?
Darjeeling? I don't know.
Yeah, that's a type of tea.
Yeah, that could be it.
It's called the Crap Bed and Breakfast.
Yeah.
I should look it up on, like, Yelp. See what kind of rating they got. See if they're like, oh, my God.
You should give it a rating.
Best bed and breakfast ever.
And when you go, check out the signing book and look for my penis.
I didn't cut off my penis and put it in there. I drew one.
Well, yeah, but it's your penis that you drew, so you could write that, and while being technically correct, also be somewhat, you know, suggestive of something that didn't happen.
Yes, misleading.
It's called creativity. Look into it.
Yeah, it's called a movie trailer, where they put all the best shit in there and promise you much more, but nope, that was about all you get. Like the disaster movie. I think it just must be somebody deciding that they got to keep Carmen Electra in furs or something, because... I don't see any other point of continuing to make those pieces of shit.
Well, I wish they would just quit with the pretense of making a movie and just have her walk around in a lot of different scantily clad outfits for an hour and a half. I would be more likely to see that. Like, oh, no, don't bother with the Iron Man parody. Oh. Just look, she's in a bikini. Hey, Carmen Electra in a bikini, everybody. Oh, wait, what is she in now? Oh, now she's in Princess Leia's bikini from Return of the Jedi. Oh, is this a parody? Nope, it's just look at her tits. Well, I'm looking.
Yep, that's
well
pretty
done.
Much got to be it, because parody, it ain't. Farce, no.
It's I don't
care-ity. I think a parody, though, they always got to throw in some nudity. Like, even in Airplane, right? That was kind of like a parody. Mm-hmm. They had nudity, didn't they?
Yep, they did. Random lady during the evacuation scene where everyone's panicking. She just goes running by and bounce, 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 go with the titties.
Bouncy, bouncy, bouncy.
I didn't rewind and rewatch that part over and over and over again or anything.
did I ever tell you the time I stayed in a bed and breakfast in up in Washington State?
No.
You did not?
The breakfast seemed a little bit better, but there was like fruit and stuff, and there was like this bowl of white cream. I'm like, oh good, whipped cream to go on this fruit. So I dollop a bunch of it on there and I take a bite.
It's just
sour cream.
You know, some people actually like fruit with their sour cream.
Some people do.
Perhaps, but not a big heaping whipped cream mouthful of it. Like, nah.
You wanted to go get a taco. Put the sour cream on that.
No, I wanted to go vomit.
Yes.
Had I known drawing a penis in the sign-in book was an option, I would have thought of it.
Hey, it's always
what about the Monterey Aquarium?
That may want to be one of the best laughs I've gotten in my lifetime.
I wasn't even there, and I got one of the best laughs in my life out of it.
We were Noah, you had won the tickets, right?
I don't know. Maybe if I did, I think I won them from your station.
Yep.
Maybe you just had
a prize pick.
Right, but it was before I worked there, right?
I don't remember.
When you actually won them, but then after I worked there by the time we went.
I don't know. We were there, hanging out. I don't know if it really matters why.
Let's just say tickets were won and trip was taken.
Noah's keen on details. That's like, right. wait, we got to make sure we get this right.
Yeah, that's not the funny part.
Well, here's the thing that I did not encounter, foresee about the Monterey Bay Aquarium. It is boring as ass. All it is fish.
Now, see, I love it, and I've gone back many a time.
And I like it as well.
Well, I went back once with the station, and I was like, you know, when you're only expecting fish, it's fine. But you like, I'm like, oh, this is a place they filmed Star Trek IV. I'm sure there'll be tons of interesting shit. No, fish. Here's some fish.
What?
Look at that, a fish.
What does the word aquarium mean to you, Tim?
It means...
It means action.
Shut
movie.
Up, Noah. It that's what it means.
It means William Shatner handing out autographs.
That's what I was hoping for. He's going to be like, hey, welcome to the Monterey Bay Aquarium.
Yeah, I always loved, like, the very first time I went there and actually figured it, I hadn't realized it when I went there, but I went there, figured it out, and was like, holy crap, I think this is the place. I think this is the Cetacean Institute of Sausalito, or whatever the hell it's supposed to be. I think that's actually here.
Oh, you know you got that quote exactly right. Don't pretend to be like, or whatever.
Fuck you both. So, I like... What?
That's when you gotta turn the tellurium crystals up to 7.8 gigawatts. I mean, or whatever. I don't know.
So I went looking for the whale tank, and the only outdoor place I could find was significantly lower, not enclosed, and full of very cute sea otters. And then I figured out, oh, they just drew the rest on and turned this into a whale tank.
Yeah.
In post-processing. And then I go back and look at it, you know, with my... Now I've seen much better special effects, and I've seen more of the world. And I, like, watched those scenes. I'm like, yep, that's a little bit of a cut and paste right there. They went and rotoscoped that tank right in.
Also, like, the, I don't know, just think, like, there was a part of the thing where you would be able to pet, like, manta rays, or no, I guess, whatever they're called. But, like, all of them were without of, had swum out of arm's distance.
Tim, they're animals. They don't perform for you.
They're like, fuck you, we're sick of getting pet.
They saw you coming, they're like, mm-mm, black guy, gotta go.
It wasn't even me. No, they didn't swim out when I got there. There was a bunch of just little bratty kids just waiting on the edge. I'm like, they're probably punching these poor manta rays in the head, so none of us get to enjoy it. Like, the manta rays are like, fuck
this. I think it was stingrays.
I didn't sign on for this bullshit. So anyway, I don't know, it was just, I was getting bored. There was nothing really to look at. I remember, like, we were like, hey, look, there's a big tank and there's supposedly sharks in there. And it was all just, like, I don't know, murky. And I'm like, where? Is there anything in there? What, is this the L.A. smog section of the aquarium? The point of all this is that I was incredibly bored with myself by the time we got to this one particular part of the aquarium where they had little pieces of paper and pencils. And it was for kids to draw their favorite aquarium animal they had seen that day, and there was a posting of a jellyfish and an octopus, like, oh, it's Billy from third grade drew an octopus or whatever. And so I'm like, oh, and I drew a huge penis. And I could not stop laughing. Like, I threw it in a little box, like, for consideration, because I totally pictured the guy going through it, like, oh, here's a stingray, here's a shark, here's a turtle, here's an otter, here's Bill, does that look like a penis to you? And then I pictured them still posting it anyway. So it's like right now, so it's still on the wall next to the, like, you know, here's a manta ray, here's an otter, here's a penis. I would say I laughed for the next 20 minutes as we're walking through the rest of the place, like, he penis it out of my penis.
He was very amused with himself.
So if you're, what I'm saying is if you're bored somewhere and there's a suggestion box, draw yourself a penis. Oh, we were talking last week about, Noah was saying Jesus Christ to how long I spent at Star Trek The Experience. If you want to see what I was busy doing for that 9.5 hours, I just put a video up of it on YouTube. It's called Kingdom Comedy Save Star Trek The Experience. And at Star Trek The Experience now, since it's closing, they have like a little, a very similar thing, like some paper and some pens to say, you know, like, please don't go and whatever, and whatever you write, they post some of the best ones on the wall. So, if you're there, draw a big penis. If you go to Star Trek The Experience, draw a big penis, drop it in the box.
This is why they need to save Star Trek The Experience. Penis.
Penis. They're not going to save it anyway. I just tell them, you know what? I think you're dicks for closing down. And I draw it in metaphor. Or, is that a metaphor? I'm going to say it's a metaphor. Because I'm incredibly ignorant, and I know very few things.
I think it's a metaphor. It's probably a metaphor.
All right, we're gonna go with that then.
Oh, so I was gonna say when I left the Darling House. Oh man, this place is getting shitty reviews. By the way, I was just looking at some of the reviews. Some people loved it though. A couple people did not. Anyways,
some people are easy to please, as evidenced by the fact that we have listeners.
Oh, yeah, but we'll mention that in a second, but when I left, there was, like, a balance left because our gift certificate was, like, $150 and the room was, like, $149 plus tax. Jesus Christ. But so I had a $20. I gave them $20. They didn't have change to give me, like, the change back from the difference. So it was, like, $9 I owed. I gave her $20, and she didn't have change. She's like, how much you got? I'm like, well, I got $7. She's like, okay. It's like, fucking, how do you not have, like, cash laying around? It's like, ugh. This place sucks.
So you're saying this does not make Noah's guide for the top places to go?
No. A couple of people were like, oh, the sheets were old. Oh, that was another thing. You had to share a bathroom with other people.
It's like college.
That's not uncommon. there are lots of bed and breakfasts like that. But
are they?
Yeah.
I'm just glad I didn't have to take a big nasty dump. Cause I was
you got to walk in your flip-flops and your robe to go get to the shower.
Oh, man. So this is one review I found on this place called TripAdvisor.com. This place was very expensive, not worth the money. The bed was small, so small that we had a miserable night. Everything looks tired and in need of a facelift. The wood, especially the lady who hosted it, she was kind of scary with like kind of those hangy arm fat things where it's like the bottom part's normal, but then you got like a saddlebag of fat hanging off the bottom part of your arm.
Oh, I think we've diverged from the comment and are now listening to Noah's own personal commentary. The
yeah,
attractive
sorry.
Woman. I was like, Jesus Christ, this guy's really explanatory in his comment.
Yeah, I went there one time and left a note.
That was me diverging. It's my
this place is in need of a facelift, especially the lady who runs it. Let me tell you about her arm flap. I'm like, wow, dude.
So, yeah, the looks tired, need a facelift place. That's where his comment ended. And he said, the wood was beautiful, but the place was dark and overall depressing. I would not recommend.
Well, that brings me to something I wanted to bring up on this week's Tancast. Mm-hmm. Negative comments left on the internet.
What you're saying is, why all the hate?
Well, no, because I've done it too. I've left negative... Well, not as much as I used to, but, like, I've left negative comments on the internet. I just think... I just would like to explore the topic a bit. Mostly because I've recently had a run-in with negative comments on the internet. For those of you who subscribe via iTunes, you can check it out at tancast.com. Wrote a blog about it. I got 13 negative comments in the span of 30 minutes from one guy. And the best part is, he was copying and pasting the same negative comment on different videos, but clearly taking the time to actually watch the videos, because he would leave, like, a little extra comment that, like, he would, you know, I forget what the basic comment was, something to the effect of, I can't believe people find this funny, why are people watching this? Your job as a comedian is to be funny, and you're clearly not funny, so you should change careers. But then he would add a little tag, like, and why are you hitting on Daisy Duck or something like that, like to, you know, for whatever the specific video was. And it got to the best one was where he yelled in all caps, like, fucking I hate Tim Babb.
I just see the progression, like, over a half an hour of this guy, like, getting more and more angry with you, just in his own little head, in his own little place.
Well, so, like, yesterday, he apparently left a comment on someone else's video. I don't know if you saw this. Alyssa, it was actually her video, who is one of my... Well, we insulted her when we insulted all Mormons. And
sorry,
she's
Alyssa.
Somebody I met through the Disney MySpace. All right, fucking, we're talking right over each other, and I can't hear a goddamn word you're saying. Like, Andy's just like... And then I gotta go fucking try and work this out in editing. Who is gonna be talking over when? And then it just all sounds disjointed. So either shut the fuck up or talk louder.
Is Tim having a freak out?
Tancast meltdown!
Tancast meltdown!
I try to do a fucking goddamn pet dedication after a death note. Ponderous. Ponderous.
What's Noah doing now?
If you haven't found, if you haven't heard that Casey Kasem blooper,
oh
go
yeah,
look it up.
Okay.
It's funny. Anyways, carry on, you two.
Oh, well, so what were you even saying, Andy?
I was just saying, sorry, Alyssa. Personally, I still don't take back the Mormon shit because I'm a dick.
I'm glad we stopped for that.
Oh yeah.
Anyway,
me too.
It so helps the narrative of what I was talking about.
Ah, fuck your narrative.
Ass. So anyway, so when the first time, anyway, I met her through a Disneyland MySpace group, and she came to a show of mine in Davis, and then recorded a little video called, like, I Met Tim Babb. So Andy posted a comment on this video, like, this guy is retarded, or something like that. So this guy took that as a, as a cue that finally someone didn't like this guy that he absolutely hated. So he wrote, thank fucking God, somebody agrees with me. I fucking hate this guy. He is the most unfunny comedian I've ever heard. And then I click on his page. He has added one of my videos to his favorites. This guy is clearly conflicted.
I want to know who Tim's number one fan is. That's what I'm curious about.
Well, apparently this person was in Vegas the same time I was.
The number one fan or the hater?
No, the number one fan.
Oh, did they email you or something?
They saw my the video of me in Star Trek. Like, when were you in Vegas? I was there the first, second, third, and fourth. And I was like, oh, I was there the fourth too. And I can't wait to hear their response to that.
They're stalking you, dude. They totally know what's going on. Maybe it's Dano.
You know, I don't think it is. No, because I remember as the site was being set up, she was sitting on the couch, and like the person had just emailed me, and I was looking at Danelle. And I was like, was this you? Because she was on the laptop, and she's like, come on, who are you talking to? I barely know how to go onto YouTube, much less start a whole account. Plus, you've been watching me. I'm playing solitaire. I just like that the dude actually found, like, must have done a search on my name to find out another video that had me in it, just so it could leave yet another negative comment after I blocked him.
Yep.
It's like, fuck,
it's like,
man.
I cannot keep this hate bottled inside. Let it out. Let it be free.
Come on, Google. You're my friend. Where else can I spew hate on Tim Babb?
Also, there's another Tim Babb stand-up comedian.
Really?
Just like you? Like, well, I mean, B-A-B-B?
Yeah. He's only got one video so far, not the 51 videos that I'm pumping out. I don't know why I got drunk all of a sudden. I'm pumping out the videos with the thing to put them in your face. Now I'm drunk Bill Cosby.
Yes, you are.
Anyway, I couldn't even sit through it. I was like, this isn't funny.
Is he black like you?
Nope, he's white, like Andy.
That's so weird.
What are you talking about? I'm black.
I think this hater guy is going to find, like, old yearbooks of yours just so he can run underneath their picture. He's like, I can't even track down where Tim went to high school and fucking just write in the yearbook, I hate you, Tim.
That's just amazing. Like, it's almost a compliment that I could enrage him that much.
I wonder if he's going to start listening to this podcast and start spewing out more hate. Noah, you suck too.
Nope. He's like, why don't you guys stop him? Stop him from talking.
Why did you kill him?
You guys have the power.
Why did you kill him when you live with him? It would have been so easy to put a pillow over his head while he was sleeping.
Well, if he does, I will direct him to the comment that I left on Tim's Why So Much Hate or Why All the Hate. Because, I'll get him off his ISP like that. I will not put up with people fucking around with Tancast. Just us. We're the only ones that can drag this thing down. Anyone else trying? They will have me to deal with.
Go fuckerize yourself.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, Tancast has a lovely new look, so if you'd like to leave some negative comments, you can head on over there and check out our new site with the ginseng coffee theme.
Yeah, somebody, I think it was Dean, said he didn't like it, and some other people said they did like it, and,
I think mostly people...
Oh, keep in mind, Dean is a comedian, so he may have been being funny.
No, I think he really didn't like it.
Well, fuck him. How do you like that?
The F-tones things. He seems serious.
You can never seriously suck my nuts. You hear that, Dean? You hear that?
Yeah, you can never tell with comedians, because they lie all the time, like about pigeons.
And we've also got...
I'm Andy, I don't like being lied to for 10 years.
Well, Andy,
you remember, I broke up with a girl because of that.
You should be upset at all the girls that told you your penis was a nice size.
We'll see. That's a very small group of zero.
They couldn't even work out that lie. They're like, your penis is a nice... Never mind. I can't. I won't. It's not.
I'm a Christian girl. I cannot lie.
Wiping the tears back as they go, no, it's huge, really.
Oh, I think I'm feeling it in my stomach. What was I going to say? Oh,
whoever knows.
We've gotten a lot of reviews, more reviews than we had on iTunes. I think we're up to 4 now.
That's right, 4 5-star reviews. Yeah, none of them negative. Still waiting for this was a complete waste of my hour.
I am waiting for that.
Hopefully those people get to about 15 minutes and just leave.
But not that I'm encouraging you, if you're listening right now, to write that review. I'm just surprised it hasn't been written yet.
No, we have fragile egos. Love us, please.
So, I want to thank the people.
Oh, but this is what I was going to say about negative comments in general. Like, Sometimes they are way amusing to read.
They can be, especially when someone has so much hate. Sometimes you can't spell right. They're blinded by hate.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about personal comments towards me. Just like you're going on someone's video and you just watch, like, just watching people just rip the video to shreds. Oh, like the one on Noah has one video on YouTube.
Oh yeah,
and it was just it's like what 11 seconds of him just like he turned his camera on. Moved it around his room, and it's entitled Test, and I think he even put in this description, I was just testing this out to see if it would work. And somebody wrote, thanks for wasting 11 seconds of my life. Like, really? Did you really think you were getting into Citizen Kane?
I watched it 4 times back to back just so I could leave another comment that said, thanks for wasting 44 seconds of my life.
Well, I rated it 5 stars and put it in my favorites.
I did too.
I think, I even left a comment on that own guy's page. I'm like, really? You wasted 11 seconds of your life. Because no one made him watch that video.
No. I'm going to get down to it. That was 11 seconds of his life. How much longer did it take him to click on leave a comment, type that in?
Oh, really?
Hit save. Wait to make sure it's saved.
Unless he was doing that. Unless he was clicked in and ready to leave a comment all the way through the video. Like, I'm ready. Any moment. Whatever comes to me, I'm going to write it down.
I was like, have you guys heard of The Last Lecture?
No.
Oh, yeah. You sent it to me, I think, Noah.
Yeah, did you actually watch it?
I watched the beginning of it. I was on my way out somewhere, so I couldn't... I mean, because it was like an hour. I was like, Jesus.
Yeah, it takes a time commitment. But basically, it's a big thing. It's about this guy who's about to... what's going on back there?
Just ignore it.
Okay. It's about this guy who was... He got cancer, and then he gave this last lecture. You know, just kind of like things about how to live your life. And it's on YouTube. But it's funny, like... People left comments like, he's kind of cocky. I don't know if I like this guy. Like, Jesus Christ, the guy's dying. Give him a break.
The guy's actually dead already, isn't he?
Yeah, he is now dead.
That's
but it's just funny.
Jesus Christ.
Like, he's a little cocky for a guy who's dying. So like comments like that, I'm like, man, the internet is a cold, cold place.
Wow, people suck. Hey, I'm dying of cancer. I just wanted to inspire you. Inspire you to lick my nuts, ass hair.
I left a negative comment on that Carlin Asshats video. The 9/11 guy that's trying to use George Carlin to sucker people into watching his shit and then reading it.
Yes.
But mine was topical. Mine was... he had done something. I was complaining about it. And then he came back and called me a pedophile, which apparently makes him the winner.
Pedophile.
That's
Trump
another
call.
Funny blog that you got to read on Tancast.com. I can't remember what that one's called.
I think I called it Arguing on the Internet is Like or something. Like
yes.
That.
With apologies to our retarded listeners.
Hey, I don't call people with any sort of like development issues or disability or anything like that retarded. I call people who are holding themselves back retarded. Anyone else? If you want to call yourself special or you want to call yourself differently abled or anything else like that, that is fine. I save retarded for people who are too stupid to live because they chose to be. So there is no apology to any retarded listeners and no offense intended for any of our special listeners. But our retarded listeners can get fucked. Now that I've made that distinction.
Tim, always try. I mean, Andy, always influencing people and making friends.
Hey, like I said, you know, I've got no problem. If somebody who, like, suffered a head injury or, you know, was just born a little different than me, absolutely no problem with that. Never hate on anybody because of the way it is.
You just like
hate
to make
on people
fun of
because
them
of the
and take pictures
no,
of
because
them
of what they do
in their helmet.
Not the way they are. How they decide. I'm sorry. Yeah, I feel a little bad about that still, but fucking hey, the baby was in a helmet.
I don't make fun of retarded people except unless they wear a helmet.
It was fine. I mean, like, it was completely reactive. There was absolutely no sign that there was anything going wrong with this baby. It just looked like the mom was, like, way, way too careful with the baby's head.
Probably was all deformed underneath there. Good job, Andy.
Yeah, I know. I probably scarred that baby for life. The baby will see it later and go, hey, I'm famous on the internet.
He's going to look at the Wayback Machine and be like, why is there a picture of me with my helmet?
Yeah, it's okay. I'll be dead by then. Satan will have come for my soul.
Oh, he's already waiting.
Yeah. I'm like John Constantine. Devil's going to reap me himself.
You say rape you?
No, I said reap.
Oh, there's someone who could rape you if they wanted to.
The devil?
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I've got a series of crosses tattooed around my butthole.
Wait. Wait. I would say you could, in a world where the devil is out and doing stuff, you could probably pray to God a lot easier than you could learn magic off the internet before Superman rapes you at super speed.
The devil is even more powerful than Superman.
But he's not more powerful than God.
Why would God help you?
Why wouldn't God help me? I'm a good guy.
But God loves Superman, so God wouldn't stop him. Because Superman stands for truth, justice, and the American way. And butt raping Tim. Apparently.
I would argue people get raped all the time. God doesn't do anything. I think he would let the devil.
Not by the devil.
How do we know?
In a world where the devil is doing the raping personally, God would lend a hand if you asked him.
I don't know if he would.
Unless you're somebody who leaves negative comments on the internet, in which case God probably sent the devil to rape you.
I like the idea of tattooing crosses around your butthole. It's good.
Thank you.
You could also sit in holy water.
Yes.
First.
Probably.
But you may...
That way he burns his dick off on the way in, like...
Well, speaking of my butthole, I still have that other story to tell you guys. So I was
another story that involves your butthole.
Yep,
I'm on pins and needles.
Oh, do tell us more.
So I was chatting recently with somebody that I do or used to work with, and this person was telling me there was a guy that we had both worked with. I didn't work with this guy for very long, but at that point, I had thought that the guy, you know, huge bald Aryan looking me, I figured that maybe the guy. Being gay, and pretty obviously gay, you know, definitely set off the gaydar, like, the very first time I met him. I thought that maybe he just was uncomfortable around me thinking, oh, you know, here's, you know, some conservative, shaven-head, white hater guy who's gonna try to bash me at every opportunity. Sorry, hang on a sec, Tim, you're gonna have to cut part of this.
That's the intermission music, in case you're wondering.
By the way, people who listen to our podcast also listen to One Eyed Monster TV. I don't know what that is, but it sounds pornographic.
I remember for a while, the very beginning, it said people who listen to our podcast also listen to Smodcast. I was like, yes! And then that went away.
They're like, wow, no, they're not like Smodcast at all. I'm done.
and then for a while, all five podcasts that people also listen to had stopped creating new content by like at least a year. Like, people who listen to this podcast also listen to these five defunct podcasts.
We're showing you your future.
Aww. Well, eventually this will be a defunct podcast, one way or the other.
Pretty much.
Even if it's after a long, successful run, or if it's next week we all decide we hate each other.
What do you mean, next week decide?
Well, next week it'll be defunct.
Oh, yes.
Jackass.
There's a new one called The Watari Show. It's where we talk about random stuff. Our current issues are the elections, music, movies, and games. Video episodes are coming soon.
They stole our shit. Let's go find them and beat them.
Try to cut into our market.
We were first. We were millionth.
But you know what? They don't have the Tancast magic.
No, they don't.
Or Tagic, as I like to call it.
And then there's Blastcast, where teens express their unique opinions on
Jesus
life, music,
Christ.
Movies, jokes, reviews, games.
Sorry, I farted again, and it's still not good.
I farted in my sleep the other night, and Stephanie said it smelled like death. she even woke me up while I was sleeping and told me so. She's like, Noah, you smell. I'm like, what's going on?
Well, now I'm awake for it. Thank you. I could have slept through. Just woken up with a funny taste.
Oh, God, no.
It tastes like death in my mouth. The other day, I was on the bus, because I take the bus to work sometimes, most of the time. And sometimes I fall asleep because, like, I'm tired, and I'm like, oh, well, I'll just wake up and then I stop. And I know I farted in my sleep, and I woke up, and I was like, hope that guy sitting right next to me didn't hear that. He didn't look at me, but I was like, that's embarrassing.
Oh, then he heard it, if he didn't look at you. He's like, don't look. Oh, angry Negro farting man.
Next time he's going to poop on me.
If I say something, it's probably some gang initiation where he farts, and if I say something, then he cuts me.
Watch out, I got practice my stabbing.
gangs that are listening, that sounds like a really cool initiation. Go on buses and fart, and then wait for people to get upset, and then, you know, punch them. And then that's how you get in the gang. No stabbing, though.
No stabbing, just punching.
Yeah,
or
just punching.
Or fart on them again.
It's fun for everybody.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, is Andy ready to continue the story, the epic tale of his butthole?
Yes, an interruption over. So should I just start it all over again? We can just edit this down, or...
We're not editing a thing of that.
Okay. All right.
We had the great intermission music, and then we discussed Tancast's other podcasts that people listen to. It's gold.
All right. Well, let me continue this then. So, yeah, I had thought that that flagrantly, obviously gay guy that I worked with, like, didn't like me. Because, like, I'd be walking down the hall along with this other person that I worked with. Like, they were always walking together and, like, talking together and stuff, you know, heads together. And the other person's very, very small and black, and I figure, you know, gay guy and small black person together and walking down the hall next to me and suddenly getting quiet, probably think that I hate them and that I'm, like, super conservative and you know, white supremacist or something like that, that I'm going to try to bash both of them. And I'd always hear, like, whispering, like, as soon as they got around the corner from me. And I kind of started to give me a bit of a complex. Well, much later, you know, got to know the other person a lot better and, you know, kind of opened up and figured out that I wasn't super conservative and that, you know, I'm not a gay basher or anything else like that. And very, very recently found out that what was actually happening is they would be walking by and get quiet and then go around the corner and he would look at the other person and go, bear. So apparently I was part of some gay guy's fantasy life there for a little while, at least in the on-the-job stuff. So it wasn't that I was that he was afraid of me. He was apparently scoping me out.
Yeah.
He wanted you to treat him like a slave. He's like, whip me. you big white bear, you.
Yeah, apparently he is into the bears. Yeah. It's his favorite. Second favorite is what he calls minivans, which is nice, tall, thin, clean-cut guys, very family-oriented, who drive minivans. And apparently he has, I'm doing finger quotes here, dated quite a few minivans. But apparently not nearly as many bears as he would like, because I guess bears date bears.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
That is what I hear, not from him, but through the other person from him.
I would assume that...
Go ahead.
Yeah, the probably you're going to say bears would date kind of feminine guys.
See, and that's exactly what I told the my other buddy, because I would think that it would be like, well, I know I'm not wired right for it, being straight, but it was like, if there was like alternate reality, alternate universe, gay Andy, I would assume that since I'd go in for, you know, feminine types being females, that gay Andy would go in for feminine guys, but who knows, because I'm not wired right, so I can't even say that that would be correct.
Well, I just assume since a lot of the, you know, the skinnier guys seem to be into the bears, that like that's what the bears would go for, kind of like a trophy. Like, I don't know, like, yeah, I'm getting the hottest gay guys because, you know, I guess the equivalent of chubby chasing. I don't know if I'm drawing this analogy right. Nothing like three straight guys trying to put their judgment on the gay community with no frame of reference whatsoever.
I think it's indicating how little we understand.
Well, I mean,
yay, ignorance.
Or
I think we've all known gay people, and generally, from the gay people I know, it usually one's kind of feminine and one's kind of manly. Either, even if it's man or woman, or if it's guy and guy, or girl and girl. Like, you remember Trooper and Lana. Now, granted, they weren't both the most attractive women in the world, but...
I was like, which one was feminine?
Lana was more feminine. Trooper had the short hair, just the kind of boyish... Oh, God, they both just kind of...
Oh, wait, yeah, because What's-His-Balls would always hit on Lana.
Who?
And I'm like, really? You expect this to go somewhere?
Who is this?
The manager, I can't remember his name.
Charles?
No! God, no. It was the one that nobody liked. He left shortly thereafter. He left shortly after I got there.
Oh, might have been before my time.
Oh, yeah, might have been. But I don't think so, because, well, anyway, but, like, the guy just could not take a joke at all. Like that manager. Like I was scooping out some ice from the back. And he's like, hey. And I was like, hey, are you looking at my butt? No, I'm not looking at your butt. Don't say anything like that. I'm like, all right, relax.
Oh, I think he was gay.
That's why he was attracted to lesbians. Because he could hit on a lesbian without any worry that he'd actually have to produce any sort of heterosexualness.
And there's another one. There's another Asian girl that was lesbian that worked at our theater. I don't remember her name. Ding Toy, maybe? But anyways, she was also kind of boyish looking, and she would date kind of, you know, more feminine looking lesbians. So I don't. There always seems to still be that dynamic of, you know, one's kind of dominant, one's kind of submissive, male female roles. But like I said, this is only based on the few gay people I know. So about making a broad generalization, it's just been my experience.
I have a comedian friend who happens to be gay, and we had done. really shouldn't pause right there. We had just finished doing an open mic, and it was like
we just finished doing each other.
We just finished doing an open mic in Studio City, I think it was, and it was like midnight. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm going to the gym after this." I'm like, "Dude, it's midnight. You're going to the gym?" He's like, "Yeah, when you're gay, you really gotta, you know, keep up the body or whatever." I was like, "Yeah. When you're heterosexual, you don't have to worry about that. Like, I've just realized that my body is not one of the things that I'm bringing to the table."
No, sir.
It's like, look, this is what I got. My body is not among the things. Like, when I go all in, like, my body is only one chip. But if you want dickishness, I got a whole stack of chips.
When I worked at San Jose Blue, I worked with a gay guy, and he, first of all, he used to carry a cock ring in his pocket.
Like, just, he had, just like, in those, case.
He had, like, one of those, carpenter pants, where it has, like, the weird little side pocket on the leg. And I would see, like, the outline of the ring. I'm like, what is that? And he's like, oh, it's my cock ring. And he pulled out. I'm like, oh, nice. But anyways, he told me about this place in San Jose. It was called the Watercourse Way or something. It was like one of those gay bathhouses place. And he said that when a guy wants to, like, get done, he'll just lay on a table, his butt in the air, another guy walk by, and just like, oh, he's waiting, and then just they get it on. I'm like, man, I wish it was so easy with girls. Like, you're just walking along, oh, that one's bent over, she wants to be done. Let's. I mean, now it doesn't matter because I'm married, but back in my single life, would made things much simpler. Now there's dinner and movie.
Yeah, what if?
Go ahead, Andy.
Oh no, I was just agreeing with you. I know Tim had a bit in his act about that for a while. Of, you know, how do two gay guys ever stop doing it? You know, we got, you know, not just the one guy's drive and the other guy's drive, but even if they're like off sync, guys are usually pretty easy to talk into things. And yeah, I totally wouldn't think that. I mean, certainly not in, except for the occasional crazy swinging orgy people, that's a common occurrence at all in heterosexual life. There's not just any like, let me advertise my vagina.
There it is. Well, there is Craigslist.
Well, there is Craigslist. Woo. But there's not like whole houses where you can take a bath or like stick your penis in things.
Oh, there's a house. Let me tell you, sir.
It's called Andy's house.
So, Tim, since you've got at least one gay person that you interact with on a more regular basis, check on that Bears on Bears thing.
I'll be sure to ask him.
We'll start some research.
Excuse me. Could you be a representative for the entire gay community? Yes, I'm dozens of listeners are counting on you as recon info.
Fuck listeners, Andy wants to know.
I work with three gay people that I know of.
You know what? Ask them all.
No, I'm going to not broach that subject.
All right.
I don't want to get fired. Hey, Bob, how was your weekend? Oh, okay. Oh, good. Bears on Bears. What do you think about that? Does it happen a lot? Do they date twinks? I know twinks is another word for the gay people.
That's for the...
What's a twink? It.
That's the young, slight, boyish, or womanly.
So if Andy and I hit a club, it's a bear and a twink.
Pretty much. Well, if you and I, younger, hit a club...
I think Andy, I have a very youthful appearance.
Not enough.
I think Andy would still be a bear.
I would still be a bear, but Tim would no longer be a twink.
I'm a twink.
Says twink is gay slang, term describing attractive young or young-looking gay man, usually in his late teens or early 20s, with slender build.
Or young-looking, bitch. Boom.
Usually in his
twink
early
it up.
20s.
With
young-looking.
You're not young-looking.
I am young-looking. I can convincingly play young 20s.
With a slender build.
Casting directors out there.
Hey, you'll be in 21 Jump Street, The Next Generation. I'm totally in high school.
You don't even have all
your... I wonder if that guy's a narc.
You don't even have all your teeth, sir. Shut up.
His teeth?
Teeth.
At least I don't have gold rims for my teeth.
Your teeth?
You wish you did.
I'm not dropping this. So anyways, Noah, Bob, Bears and Twinks.
Oh, that was it. I was just reading the description.
Okay. Well, glad we finished on a high note there.
Are we done?
No. Just finished with that on a high note.
Oh, so I want to thank all the people who gave us reviews on Tancast.
Yes.
Yes, me too.
Keep it up. We actually got numbers now for different podcasts, although we only started counting since 11, so 11 has 28 unique downloads.
Do we want to tell people how many people are listening?
Sure.
Why?
Why do we care?
I don't. Well, let there be an illusion. Maybe there's zillions of people listening.
2,800. Noah can't read zeros. He ignores them.
Yes,
he assumes that they're decimal points.
He didn't read the asterisk that said results measured in millions.
Yes.
That's totally it.
We're very big in China and France.
Yeah, China. I'm sure China's downloading this particular podcast all the time. Do you guys watch The Daily Show?
Yes.
No.
Was that it?
I like Noah waited 4 hours to answer. I love my answer to make sure this podcast grinds to a screeching halt. Well, recently, Rob Riggle was in, one of the correspondents there, was in China, and he was interviewing one of the, a news host on China, and he's on China. It was a news host on China, a news host for a news program in China, and he was like, the news host was like, I'm way more popular than you. I get 100 million viewers every night. I was like, Jesus Christ.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Just because it's such a populous country, populated, and there's a lot of fucking people, said Tim, who can't use words correctly.
Populous is correct.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought populist meant something like it's for the masses or something like that. Like it's a populist.
Populist versus populous.
Diction.
Baby Bill.
So anyways, that was it. I just, like, fuck, the news gets 100 million views a night. Or views, whatever, viewers, whatever, people, watching.
It's business news, too. It's not like general news. It's not like, here's the goings-on in China. It's like, let's talk about the Chinese stock market.
Well, 20 years of unhindered growth.
30.
20, though. The last 20 were the best.
Okay.
That's why I only bring them up. The first 10 were like the episode 1, 2, and 3 of growth. It was nice to see some growth, but, you know, it wasn't the growth I was hoping for.
And the growth had Jar Jar Binks. That was unfortunate.
Oh.
Go ahead.
So, Noah, did you see Clone Wars yet, or no?
No. No, because remember... Jeff, he couldn't make it Saturday, so I.
Oh, flaky McJeffenstein! Which two of those reviews have asked for more Jeff? But if he keeps flaking out on movies, he won't be invited on Tancast.
And then
I know for a fact he's not going to listen to this episode for quite some time.
And the reviews were not very good, so it's. I was like,
No.
Based on that, I'm not going to be racing out to see it. I do want to go see Tropic Thunder, though.
I can't believe you haven't.
Like I said, we're out of town, and then Stephanie had her back problem, so I have not seen it yet.
Tragic.
I was like, you want to go see it? She's like, no. I was like, okay. But I don't think she's excited to see it as I am. So I may just end up going to see it without her. No.
Wow. That was
it. I go see movies alone. Deal with it.
Mm-hmm. I guess we will just have to.
Loser!
No. Just like, sometimes I like to see multiple movies.
I'm sorry, I wasn't talking about the movies thing.
Oh. You just talking about in general.
Zing!
Ha 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 ha.
Ha ha ha. Tim sucks.
Hi, Tim. Can I fuck you in the ass now?
You look like that millionaire. What? You know that millionaire. Who are you talking about? Prince. Prince? You refer to Prince as that millionaire?
And just assume that everyone's going to make that connection? Oh, yeah, that millionaire.
Oh, right, that millionaire. Because no one else has $1 million other than Prince.
We were talking about this guy we know. He was gay. He had an interesting, a very deep voice. And our friend Kevin, I think it was our friend Kevin Orr who came up with the fuck you in the ass now. he would make fun of me. He goes, hi, Noah. Can I fuck you in the ass now? And it's much funnier at the time.
That's funny. I always associate that with you because I think you're the first person I heard it from. In fact, I don't even remember Kevin saying it. But like that impersonation, I always associate with Noah. Hi, Noah.
Well, I think I don't think
can I fuck you in the ass now?
I don't think Kevin ever said it to you because I would hang out with that camera, the camera crowd, the camera one crowd more than you would.
Yes.
Like, you know, Kevin knew Tim, the other Tim. And they lived together for a while, so I would go over to the house a lot.
Too many Tims.
I went over a couple times to play GoldenEye badly.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, that game was awesome.
So I heard after Morgan Freeman got out of the hospital, his wife was divorcing him.
I thought he was divorcing her.
Whatever it was, apparently the accident that happened was not with Morgan Freeman's wife in the car. Ergo, that may
was
have
it with some other lady?
Yes.
I thought it was a dude.
That's what I've heard, is that it was some other lady.
Oh, whoopsie whoopsie. See, folks, when you're cheating on your wife, and you're driving with the person you're cheating with, drive very carefully.
Especially even if you have a very good narrating voice.
So
you can still get in trouble.
I've been listening to Seen Unseen podcast, and that's mm-hmm. where one guy sees a movie, one guy doesn't, and just based on, like, you know, the trailers and the marketing material he sees, he's, you know, says if you should go see it or not. But anyways, they were talking about March of the Penguins before it came over here, and apparently it was, like, a totally, like, different, like, well, not a different movie, but, like, they had, like, electronic music playing background, they gave the penguins voices, like, hey, watch out for the bird over there, like, I was like, you know, I kind of want to see that version of the movie, because that would be totally different. Then Morgan Freeman going, some of them will not survive the night. That's not really Morgan Freeman, that's kind of like Morpheus.
Yeah.
But anyways, I was just...
I'd like to tell you, penguins, about the Matrix.
But yeah, I was just like, that would be an odd movie to watch.
By the way, it's almost been three episodes without us mentioning Smodcast, so I felt the need to mention Smodcast right now. Smodcast.
I love Smodcast.
I do love it. Oh, wait, I did mention it earlier, because I said...
people watching, or listening yes. to us listen to, yes.
Whew, thank God, we're back.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin back Smith thought we had forsaken him, and his pins.
Speaking of Seen Unseen, Noah,
yeah.
What are we secretly ripping off from them that I don't know about?
Nothing. Unless we review a movie that we've seen and you haven't seen. Nothing yet. Well, I'll try to work something in.
Yeah, I was going to say, yet.
Speaking of ripping things off, I was listening to the Mean Dog podcast, which is where they do, like, they either do their top five of a particular movie, kind of like we did with the top seven thing a couple weeks back, uh-huh. or they do, like, a tournament where they each of them pick five things of a particular genre, like five bad actors or whatever, and then they'll pull two at a time out of a hat, and then everybody's got to vote on who's the worst bad actor until they whittle it down to one at the end. We need a game or something like that that we can do on this podcast.
You know,
not that exact game. What?
I don't actually particularly like the tournament. That's why I
really?
Never, when you asked me about the director one, I hadn't listened to it because I was like, I don't like the tournament ones.
Really?
Yeah. I like the just straight, like, this is the movie I picked. You know, my five list movies, the tournament thing, I'm just like, eh.
Oh. I sometimes like the tournament ones better. But it doesn't have to be that. Just, obviously, because, you know, we don't want a straight rip off there. I mean, we rip off so much.
What's this weed like, man?
Hey, Andy.
Yeah.
You're a faggot. Anyway.
You say faggot or fat?
You pick.
Okay.
Could have been a fat guy.
The listeners will know for sure, but you guys can just assign whichever one because they both work. But yeah, just like so, like once every other episode, or maybe once a month, I would like just to have like some sort of game that we can do that the audience can play along with, kind of like Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, where it's like, you know, it's like a quiz, and you're like you're playing along at home, and then but the actual appeal of it is that, you know, we're witty
or something.
But we're not
ish. Well, we're we're crass and crude and make each other laugh. I don't know if anybody else is enjoying it.
That's pretty much it. All right, so we'll try to figure out something that we can do for fun to amuse ourselves, and if we amuse other people, I'll. On accident, so be it.
Yay!
I was thinking we could also do picks every week of something we like. Like, hey, here's a movie I like, or here's a website, or here's a place to eat, or whatever.
Nope, whatever that's retarded.
Okay.
Just wait for you to finish that thought and then shoot it down.
Way to go, Andy. Destroying dreams since 1983.
1977.
No, for those first 5 years, you weren't destroying many dreams.
Except his parents' dreams of having a good life.
Hey,
of
I
having
was,
a beautiful baby.
I was a joy and a wonder. I was a thing of beauty.
Having a beautiful
yes!
baby.
I got no that one.
That was funny.
Yeah, you can tell because it sounds like he's either going to choke or just giggle to death.
I chuckle, sir. No giggling.
Well, shall we wrap this up this week?
I certainly don't think that we can head up from here, so sure.
Let's wrap this down.
So thanks, everyone, for listening. Thank you to the two beautiful men who are co-hosting with me.
Aww.
That's right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've got two beautiful men over here, and they're helping me co-host.
Oh,
what are they doing?
You never mind what they're doing. They're getting it done.
I don't think they're co-hosting. I don't hear them.
You know what? We call it co-hosting. You call it what you will. Don't judge us.
I'm judging.
One of them's hosting Tim's left ball. The other one's hosting Tim's right ball.
And how?
And Tim's working the mic.
As Tim is known to do.
Quote, unquote. So I've been Tim.
I was Andy.
I'm still Noah. And I'm giving you mushroom prints on your forehead.
And we'll be back at some point with more Tancast antics. Bitches.
Peace out.
Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. This is a last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is, that's up-tempo, and I gotta talk about a fucking dog dying. Boy, this is fucking ponderous, man. Ponderous, fucking ponderous.